This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Loveland residents who generate electricity with rooftop solar panels could get a discount on their utility bills next year. This week, City Council signaled support for changing rates for the city-managed utility. The change comes alongside sharp energy price increases passed down from the area's electricity provider, Platte River Power Authority. To cover rising costs, Loveland has proposed increasing base charges for all residents, but paying more for energy it buys back from solar users. Coloradans with less visible disabilities can now disclose those on their state ID cards. CPR's Nathaniel Miner says that information can be helpful in emergency situations.
Hidden disabilities like deafness or autism can affect how people communicate with first responders, including police officers and EMTs. So the state is now allowing people to add discrete identifiers to their ID cards and vehicle registrations to give those first responders a heads up. The new disclosure option was required under a state law passed last year. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Residents of states where cannabis has been legalized use the drug 24% more frequently than those living in states where it's still illegal. That's according to a new study published in the journal Addiction by researchers from the University of Colorado and the University of Minnesota. They compared data from 3,400 adult twins in states that have legalized to states that have not. In 2014, Colorado became one of the first states to allow the sale of retail cannabis. It remains illegal in Minnesota. In Denver, it's 80 degrees and mostly cloudy. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 306.